All this week, we've been airing segments from New York in the World, a documentary hosted by Garrick Utley, which will air on WRVO this Sunday evening at 7. Amid all the globalization of industry in New York, the state is starting to see another, albeit much smaller, trend in one of New York's oldest industries, one that looks in rather than out. Reporter Cecil Overgaard explains.
Back in the 1930s, when Finger Lakes resident Carl Mortensen was a kid, agriculture was his small town's link to the rest of the state.
New York City was full of horses. They used horses for everything. And our big thing then was to put up oat straw and hay and like that and ship it to New York City.
What happened next is a story that's been told so many times it hardly needs repeating. A gradual disappearance of farms and farmland to urban development, to the allure of white-collar jobs, to mechanization and global pressure that made it hard for all but the biggest and most high-tech farms to compete. These days, many of those big New York farms are doing very well. But this is a story from the other end of the spectrum.
Oh, I got one right here.
On any given Saturday, you might find Tina DeGraff picking out produce at the farmer's market in Manhattan's Union Square. But it's not for eating.
I'm in food styling. Magazines, commercials, things like that. You gotta make a pretty picture, right?
DeGraff says the quality of the produce here is top-notch. But there's another reason she comes.
It's always best to shop local. I think that's the best way to shop.
That sentiment can't really be called new anymore, but as consumers continue to hop on the local food bandwagon, the financial benefits for farmers are real.
Mark Breckenridge, I work for Norwich Meadows Farm in Norwich, New York. I've been with Norwich Meadows Farm for 8 years now, and every year it gets bigger.
As he gazes into his crystal ball, former State Agriculture Commissioner Nathan Rudgers predicts that's a story that will be repeated over and over again in the next big agriculture census, due out soon.
What we're going to find is a significant stabilization in the number of farms, a significant increase in the number of new small farms, and an increase in the amount of land in farms.
Rogers says a lot of that is thanks to the rise of the middle class in places like China. More money to spend usually means more interest in animal protein, which is good news for a big dairy state like New York. But he says there's also that growing interest in eating local.
What consumers are really looking for is someone who puts a human face on the food that they're consuming, and who has responsibility and accountability for the quality and the safety of that food.
Few people could provide a more jovial face than Anthony Road Winery owner John Martini, who's been making the five-hour trip from Seneca Lake to Union Square Market for 18 years.
In the beginning, for the wine, people would walk by and I could hear them say, "Oh, New York wine," in falling tones, you know, like, "Oh, it's sweet and fruity and blah, 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 blah." We don't get that anymore. There's a recognition that New York wines are much better than they were. And so now we hear, "Oh, New York wine," in rising tones.
$3.
Wine, local produce, even large-scale dairy exports may never get us back to the literal heydays of agriculture when horses filled the streets of New York City. But there sure are a lot of human mouths to feed around here, and that's all market opportunity.
It's going to be $6.
How you doing today?
Good.
That story from Cecil Overgaard, reporter for the documentary New York in the World, hosted by Garrick Utley. You can find all of this week's stories at our website, WRVO.org, and you can hear the full hour-long program this Sunday evening at 7 on WRVO Public Media.